2 Kings 11, The Child in the Closet and the Covenant in the Courtyard. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people. This is Kings 11, 17, New International Version. 1. Yesterday's bloodshed, today's vacuum. In the north, we have just watched Jehu's chariots run red, see the devotion of Tendek. Jehu's purge decapitated Ahab's line, but it also created political shockwaves. One of those waves rolled south across the border to Judah, where Queen Mother Athaliah, daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, saw her chance. Athaliah's grab for power echoes common ancient Near Eastern practice. Kill rival heirs, seize the throne. Clay tablets from Ugarit and reliefs from Assyria describe similar palace massacres. Yet scripture slows down to notice the one survivor, a toddler named Joash, Jehoash. God's redemptive line hangs by a thread. Cross-references, 2 Kings, D 8, 26, 27, 2 Chronicles 22, 23, Genesis 3, 15, 2 Samuel 7, Toys 12, 16, Revelation 12, 4, 5. 2. The Hidden Seed, VVA 1, 3. Jehosheba, a princess history almost forgets, risks her life to rescue Joash. She stole him away and put him and his nurse in a bedroom, New International Version. Hebrew uses the verb harbor, to hide, withdraw, the same root used of Moses, hidden in a basket. Exodus 2, 2, 2, 3. A literary thread, God shelters promise bearers during infanticide. Western readers may miss the architectural detail. The temple complex held storerooms and guard chambers, some excavated on Jerusalem's eastern slope. Joash likely lived in a priestly apartment behind the great bronze doors. Theological beam. Even in a palace soaked with fear, God prepares salvation in the shadows. 3. Watch courses, swords, and trumpets, Vivital 4:12. At Joash's seventh birthday, priest Jehoiada summons the Karaim, royal mercenaries, and the priestly Mishmar, guard rotations. Clay seals found in strata from 8th century BC Jerusalem bear names of such priestly families, Pashur, Immer. The careful strategy, one third here, one third there, reads like a military manual. Literary device, rising tension. The narrator counts guards, doors, and swords until the crowning moment, then bursts in crescendo, and they clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" Cross-references, Psalm 2, Psalm 132, Ephesians 6, 10-18. We also stand guard around a hidden king. 4. The Fall of Athaliah, Vuveh 3:16. Athaliah hears the trumpet, rushes to the temple, and cries, "Kesha, Kesha, treason, treason!" Irony drips. She herself is the traitor. The priests escort her outside the sacred precincts. Blood may not be spilled in God's house. Deuteronomy 19:12. Archaeological parallels. Hittite law forbade executions within temple grounds. Early church fathers read Athaliah as a figure of Satan, a usurper ruling until the true Son is revealed, Kephten Hippolytus, on Christ and Antichrist, paragraph 46. 5. Covenant renewal, Vivion 17:21. Jehoiada cuts two covenants, Barit. One, between the Lord and the king and the people, a triune bond recalling Sinai, Exodus 24, and foreshadowing Pentecost's 3,000 new hearts, Acts 2. Two, between the king and the people, political realignment under divine law. They tear down Baal's temple, smash the idols, and kill the priest, Matan. Reform follows coronation, worship and governance intertwine. Augustine, City of God, 16th Ave, saw in Joash a type of Christ, hidden, revealed, crowned, cleansing the temple of idols. The reformers used this scene to argue for covenantal government under scripture, Calvin, Institutes 4:20. 6. Echoes in the grand story. Key themes. Preservation of the Davidic line, God's unbreakable promise, so 2 Samuel 7. Hiddenness and revelation, the Messiah arrives quietly before public enthronement. Covenant and community, true renewal always binds worship and public life. Female agency, Jehosheba becomes an unsung savior, Athaliah, a warning of power without piety. 7. Thinking a little deeper. 1. Where might God be sheltering a hidden seed in your life or church? Something small now, vital later. 2. How do we guard sacred trust without turning militant? noticed Jehoiada's balance, armed yet reverent. 3. What idols need smashing when Christ takes rightful rule? 8. A hymn for the heart. God of grace and God of glory. Harry Emerson Fosdick, 1930. The refrain, "Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour," mirrors Jehoiada's bold yet measured reform. 9. Suggested reading trail. 2. Chronicles 23 for a fuller lens. Psalm 91, The Hidden One Under God's Wings. Matthew Thestu on 13-15, another royal child spared from a murderous ruler. 10. Prayer. Lord of Covenants, you hide hope where tyrants never think to look. Guard the promises you have planted in us. Give us Jehoshaphat's courage, Jehoiada's wisdom, and Joash's humble trust. May every false throne crumble, every idol fall, until your Son is crowned in every heart and in every land. In Jesus' strong and gentle name, we pray. Amen.